Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And if you see me with this wine, you know it's Friday when we have our wine reviews. And today, I just finished, because I had to hold on to one more glass. I finished this Shiraz. It's The Gathering Shiraz from Southeastern Australia. So I really have been holding out on Shiraz. I was like overdoing Shiraz, like I guess about 3-4 years ago. My go-to wine was always the Shiraz. Shiraz. So, you know, I kind of backed out from that. And then I just started actually going towards different other type of wines. And, you know, it was good. Thank God that I did, because I got to get the different types of wines and enjoyed it from that. But this one is, like I said, it's The Gathering Shiraz. So you see that from Australia. If you look at that, it says Southeastern Australia. It's a 2016. And I got this about a year and a half ago. You know, these Shiraz usually linger a little bit. And I just love the kind of spiciness of it, and with the black currant, heavy, jammy taste, lush, full body, and with that peppery finish. So I love the Shirazes in that way, and just didn't get into it as much as I used to. So once I grabbed this, I was like, wow, I remember why I love Shirazes. And you know, it's a great price point. It's like a $13 price point on this. And I was pretty cool. This one has some oaky taste to it too. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I was able to kind of look at it in that way. But this is the shit as, look at that darkness over there. You know, this is a 16, so this is 4 years old. So it's getting that color change that's almost got that brownish tint inside of that. If you see that on the edges right there. So let's get a whiff of the aroma. So that black currant, you know, I tried to get that smell of currant. So I went out, because I don't use it at home. So I went out and smelled some currant. So I know now really what a black currant kind of smells like. And this one, it gives off a little more like that. And then that raspberry as well. So let's get a taste of this. Had it open since yesterday, so should give me that same kind of flavor. So got that peppery, which is cool. The oak isn't as heavy as I tasted yesterday. Well, a little bit. Very tannin too. You get some heavy, some really heavy tannin, and acidity is really there too. It does have some fruity taste. It has a slight fruit, but not really forwardly that you'd be like, really fruity. So I'm not sure if because I left it open or whatever, but the fruit isn't as popping out forward as it did yesterday. But I'm getting a lot of tannins, some acidity. Again, a lot of peppery, but really balanced all the way through. Honestly, yesterday it was a very balanced taste to everything that I went through. So really, really enjoyable. But this gathering, like I said, from Southeastern Australia, try it out. You know, if you can get your hands on it. In some places it's already sold out, because I think it was a special buy. Not sure if I got this from the Splash or did I get it from as a gift. I just can't remember, but I know it was over a year ago, maybe even two, but it lasted and it did a really, really good job. So Urban Wine Life, go to urbanwinelife.com and check out my previous ones. I'm gonna try something kind of different and we can go from there, but try it out. This is a good one. Urban Wine Life, also on YouTube under Bougie Black Brother Network, so you can get to see the wine and check out everything from that. And Bougie Black Bro, I try to put some wines and different ones on there as well. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next Friday on Urban Wine Life. Later.